Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more calm and a whole lot more confidence. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like there's just not enough of you to go around, juggling work, relationships, personal goals, and everything else life throws at you? Well, guess what? You're not alone. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Practicing self-compassion and understanding boundaries. It's a game changer, trust me. Think about it, in a world that constantly pushes us to do more, be more, achieve more, it's easy to forget about taking care of ourselves. We end up feeling burnt out, resentful, and like we're constantly walking on eggshells. But here's the thing. Being kind to yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like giving your own inner compass a tune-up so you can actually navigate life with intention and joy. So, what are these 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your self-compassion game? Number 1. Ditch the inner critic. You know that nagging voice that whispers doubts and criticisms. Time to tell it to take a hike. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, stumbles along the way, and there's moments of imperfection. It's part of being human. Number 2. Practice mindfulness. Seriously, it's not just for meditating monks anymore. Mindfulness is all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, notice the sensations in your body, and really soak in your surroundings. You'll be amazed at how grounding it can be. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your mind when things start to get overwhelming. Number 3. Set boundaries like a boss. This one is huge. Boundaries are essential for protecting your time, energy, and well-being. Learn to say no gracefully but firmly to things that drain you or don't align with your values. Remember, it's okay to prioritize yourself. You deserve to have healthy relationships and experiences that leave you feeling fulfilled, not depleted. Number 4. Cultivate gratitude. Seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff, the small wins, the beautiful moments, the people who bring joy into your life. When we focus on what we're grateful for, it shifts our perspective and opens us up to more positivity. It's like a mental sunshine boost. And number 5. Be patient with yourself. This journey of self-discovery and growth is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be ups and downs, moments of progress, and times when you stumble. But the key is to keep showing up for yourself, even on the tough days. Treat yourself with kindness, compassion, and understanding because you're worth it. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, juggling deadlines, emails flying in, and a colleague keeps dropping off tasks that weren't assigned to you. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, the urge to say yes even though you know you can't take on anymore. This is where setting those boundaries comes into play. Take a deep breath, remember your value, and politely but firmly decline the extra workload. Maybe suggest alternative solutions or offer to help another day when things are less hectic. See? Setting healthy boundaries doesn't have to be confrontational. It's about protecting your energy and ensuring you can deliver your best work. Remember, practicing self-compassion isn't a luxury, it's a necessity for living a fulfilling and balanced life. It's about embracing kindness, setting healthy boundaries, and showing up for yourself with unwavering love and support. This week, I want you to try something simple. Write down 3 things you're grateful for every day. It could be anything, a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny afternoon walk, or the laughter of your loved ones. Keep practicing self-compassion, keep setting those boundaries, and remember, you've got this. Join me tomorrow as we explore more strategies to build that calm confidence you deserve. Until then, stay amazing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.